we service all the federal agencies, and it's a good program that has a great benefit for the American public.
Well, we like ink on paper, being an old print guy myself. So tell us what's going on with the swine flu or the H1N1 virus outbreak. You have been working with Customs and Border Protection. Tell us about that.
Well, last week we got a call from CDC, one of our customers, and they asked us, could you produce 42,000 swine flu cards that are informational-based that they could hand out at airports? And they wanted those done both in English and Spanish. And the key thing was, can you do them real fast? So we stepped up to the bat, as we do with our customers, and we were able to produce these cards and send them to them, and they distributed them to the different airports throughout the United States.
So they sent you the information, and then GPO created the document and printed it. Did you print it in-house, or did you contract that out?
Well, we have two ways, as you've just mentioned, that we do our print to support our customers. We can print them here in D.C., our plant operations, or we can contract them out to our various contractors throughout the United States. In this case, we elected to contract out these cards. It allowed us to get them to the different airports that are geographically based quicker.
Okay, and these cards were how big? Was it like a perforated thing or a folder, or was it just a 3x5 card?
Oh, it's about a 3x5 card folded in half, printed on both sides.
Rick, this is Dan Shenock. I'm curious, have you gotten any response back from folks that have received the cards?
Dan, no, we haven't gotten any response back. A lot of what we do is print the cards and then send them to CDC. There would be the ones that would know what the response would be.
Now, there's 2 million letters that you're in the midst of now. Tell us what's going on. I guess this morning there's news that you have a really big order.
Yeah. Well, first, on the CDC cards, the 42,000 represents an initial order. Great likelihood we'll get asked to print more and more of those. Then again, that might be their order. As it pertains to the flyers, what happened was our Customs Border Patrol called and said, look, can you print about 2 million flyers that we can distribute? And they're 8x10 paper printed on both sides, English on one side, Spanish on the other, and have them sent to the different border crossing areas. So we procured those through our various contractors and had them sent to them.
So 2 million, yeah, that's a big order. This is, you say 8x10, not 8.5x11?
Well, I thought it was 8x10. It could have been 8.5x11, just a regular flyer paper. I'm not sure how they distribute it.
I asked just because it's probably cheaper to do a standard size paper than to have some sort of custom size.
Yes, well, for us, we can do custom size and we can do standard, but you're right, it's easier to do the standard size paper.
And I was just curious, how often does an order like this come in? Is it sort of an emergency type of printing request? It's not like a supermarket that suddenly, has too many cans of peas. It's got to put out a flyer in the federal government. Does this happen regularly?
Yes. We do get a lot of rush orders for various reasons. For example, the inaugural that just happened, as things were needed, we were given a call, can you produce bumper stickers for the police motorcycle windshields? Well, those things we can't wait for a long time, so we were able to procure them in a day or so. We do get a lot of rush orders, and we do get the regular orders that we need this in 2 weeks, 2 months. Whatever the customer needs, we'll try to step up to the plate and get it for them.
We're talking with Rick Garcia. He's Managing Director of Print Procurement at the Government Printing Office. And just backing off from the emergency situations for a moment, does the GPO still print regularly? I know a lot of the documents that are produced daily in the government, the presidential daily papers, have now gone electronic. But what do you still put ink on paper for as a matter of routine?
Well, a number of things that you're probably familiar with. We do the Congressional Record, the Federal Register, the budget that's just coming out now, the Plum Book. There are a number of things that you see, the 9/11 Commission Report. And then we do a lot of the day-to-day things for like the training manuals for the Army. Some of the things you're really familiar with is the passports. We print all the passports for Department of State.
And, Rick, as you're doing these daily activities, do you increasingly link with the Internet-based communications that agencies are doing so that there's consistent messaging?
We do to some degree. It's really what the customer wants. If they have that standardized or are linked on their website, we'll do that. We'll take our orders in from, they can mail them in, they can fax them in, they can send to our website. Whatever vehicle they would like to get it here, we'll service them.
And just a question for those of us that are print devotees. I mean, I'm one of those people that when I see an old book, you know, I tilt it sideways to see whether it's offset or letterpress, you know, that kind of thing. The printing technology itself has changed yet, so when you think of a printing press with paper sheets feeding through or rollers, even a lot of what is printed now is not really printed in the old sense, isn't it? It's a lot of it is duplicators that are just run fast enough to rival printing presses.
Absolutely. Government printing office here, we use all types of machinery. You know, we do the high-level museum quality type books that are in our presses. We'll do the fast high speed run pet presses. We'll do digital. We do the full range of services here.
So overtime work this week because of the swine flu?
Whatever it takes. We'll work overtime. In this case, we didn't have to work overtime for it, but if needed, that's not a problem here. We're 24/7.
So those posters that say lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part, you don't find those around the GPO, do you?
We don't. You know, if it's an emergency for our federal customers, we are going to do the absolute best to step up to bat to help them, whether it's working at 2 in the morning, on which we do because we're 24 hours, or give us a call. Can you have it by tomorrow in Atlanta or in San Francisco?